the globe.
We're below Dilson Castle. Halfway up the hill is George Burt's great globe. Apart from the fact that it's quite an awesome piece of work, it actually shows the world as it was then. So, yeah, the countries have changed, obviously, over time. But the other thing that it shows is perhaps the way people saw Britain, which is far bigger than it really is, and it sort of reflects the influence that the British Isles had back at the end of the 19th century. Malcolm Turnbull, if you look at the up at the top there, you can see that Britain is probably slightly bigger than Spain, according to that, which of course isn't true, but that's how they thought of it in those days. Quotations from the Bible, lots about God the Creator, but it was all about awe and wonder, really, that the people that were attracted up here, he wanted them to stand here, look at the globe that we've got here, look out across the channel. It encourages people to think a bit bigger, perhaps, than they would do normally. You know, quite sort of factual science here, with statistics about the moon, the sun and the stars, and then the sort of poetic interpretations and religious interpretations of the same thing. So you've got it all, really. Perhaps a mix we don't often see these days. This world was once a fluid haze of light, till toward the centre set the starry tides and eddied into suns that wheeling cast the planets. That sort of says it rather well, doesn't it, really?